According to a new study, people who own dogs live longer, while people who own cats live until their cat doesn't want them to anymore.
There you go.
There you go. That's what we were just talking about.
Plotting your demise every moment.
A Philadelphia 76ers fan, that's an NBA team, a basketball team, professional basketball team, and a 76ers fan says he was kicked out of a preseason game after showing support for Hong Kong. We've seen the video. They're holding signs that say Free Hong Kong. Well, I'll just read the story as it's written. As the NBA continues to deal with the fallout from an executive's controversial tweet, not really that controversial.
The word controversial is so annoying.
Actually, it's not controversial in the United States at all. It's controversial in China.
Right.
Why would I give a flying whatever?
You know, it's been surrounded by controversy, granted, but
that doesn't make it controversial.
Correct. Yeah, I know. That word is so often misused and overused.
A man says he and his wife were kicked out of a Philadelphia 76ers game after showing their support for protesters in Hong Kong. This guy and his wife attended Tuesday night's preseason game between the 76ers and the Guangzhou Long Lions.
Go Long Lions!
Of the Chinese Basketball Association.
No short lions around here.
He told NBC 10 that he and his wife were holding up a Free Hong Kong and Free HK signs in reference to the ongoing protests in Hong Kong. He lived in Hong Kong for years and supports the protesters' movement. We're just sitting in our seats near the Chinese bench. In America. Not in Shanghai. In America. As they were sitting, they said security confiscated their signs. He then said they were kicked out of the game during the second quarter by security after they yelled Free Hong Kong. We were saying Free Hong Kong, what's wrong with that? I've heard people yell some pretty awful things down near the bench at NBA games.
Yeah.
They get to stay the whole game.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. Are there blanket bans on political signs
that
and statements and stuff?
I don't know. If I were yelling abortion is a right, do I get to stay in the... I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, it's obvious what's going on here, but I just wonder if the Sixers are going to offer up that defense. Positive Sean made an interesting point in terms of the salary cap in the players and their attitudes.
Well, yeah, the NBA salary cap in no small measure is based on, it is set by the revenue of the league.
Mm.
And so it is the players also getting more money by being exposed to more markets and getting more revenue in for the NBA.
$1 billion of Chinese revenue means a hell of a lot more money for the players.
Wait,
right?
We love China. On that note, basketball is very popular in China, driven by roots put down for three decades by the NBA and by Yao Ming's popularity. He was the giant 9'2" center for the Houston Rockets for a number of years. The NBA has a China office. They just announced plans to add a gaming team in Shanghai to the NBA 2K League, and officials in both countries say as many as 500 million Chinese watched at least one NBA game last season. That's our population plus another 50%.
Yikes.
You never get the whole country to watch a game. You know, big ratings for an NBA game would be 20 million people.
Mm-hmm.
Be a huge hit.
Oh, that'd be enormous, yeah.
500 million Chinese watched at least one NBA game last year. That's
wow.
Incredible.
You know, I'm not claiming that these companies, and we talked about Marriott and Tiffany and Mercedes and several others in the NBA, are in an easy position. I get how if you're looking at billions of dollars in potential revenue, if you can just keep your mouth shut about Hong Kong. I understand that is a difficult call, particularly if you're an international corporation, you have a fiduciary duty to your stockholders. But it is repugnant to kowtow to a totalitarian regime to make money.
This NBA story started in Houston, Texas, with a... the general manager there of the Rockets, so you got a couple of politicians from Texas weighing in. Bearded Senator Ted Cruz of Texas said,
still bearded.
We're better than this. Human rights shouldn't be for sale, and the NBA shouldn't be assisting Chinese communist censorship. Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro, who probably doesn't agree with Ted Cruz on pretty much anything, including the time of day, tweeted, China is using its economic power to silence critics, even those in the U.S.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I assume that goes on at some point. He says he's against it. I have read a couple different places, as you were just saying, the scale. I mean, okay, you think, oh, all right, well, there's money to be made in a new market, and they're bigger than us. No, it's just, it's like a different universe of scale. Mm-hmm. If you have 500 million people tuning into an NBA game, that's just like, you couldn't even ever even imagine anything close to that in the United States.
Right. It's very much like the guy who runs a little shop in his hometown, and his product catches on, and all of a sudden he's coast to coast. And he's got to open a giant manufacturing center, and it becomes a conglomerate, from a little shop to a conglomerate. That's moving from the U.S. to China.
Well, heck, the
which
NBA...
Which is hard to comprehend, since we're the greatest economy on earth.
Yeah, but the NBA might be doing the math and thinking, we could leave basketball in the United States
right.
and go to China and
abandon the U.S.
and make more money.
Right.
Which is probably true.
Yeah, it's conceivable anyway. We talked about this a little bit later on, and it will be the great question to be answered over the next 50 years. Can Xi Jinping, is he going to be successful in getting our economy so interwoven with theirs that we're puppets on his strings? If you're running, I don't know, or you're working for GM, or, you know, you're doing a little radio show or whatever you do for a living, and 30% of your company's revenue comes out of China, and Xi Jinping or the next guy says to you, you shut your mouth or you're out. Could your company take a 30% shot in the revenue, or 50% or 60%?
No.
Based on some vague principle of, well, they do beat and torture and rape and harvest the organs of and oppress, and they've now stopped all shipping in the South China Sea, and they're occupying a bunch of countries, and they are clearly marching across the earth, subjugating mankind. But can we give away 40% of our revenue? I mean, that is Xi's strategy. And we're absolutely playing into his hands. What's the alternative? Separate the two economies? People are talking about that. It's kind of a parlor discussion right now among eggheads and international relations freaks like ourselves. The idea of, what if we just don't trade with them anymore? People are like, no. But if the alternative is the scenario I just spun out for you, which one do you like better? I mean, there are plenty of people who've fallen under the clutches of pimps and drug dealers and slavers or whatever who realize, oh, my God, I'm now so deep in this relationship, I might die getting out of it. That's what our relationship with China could be in, you know, a couple of decades.
Companies are going to have to start looking past their next quarterly report if they want to make some serious changes and isolate themselves from the scenarios that you laid out.
Yeah,
Do they want to?
That's the question. Yeah. Somebody needs to nail down why these people got kicked out of this NBA game. I'm hoping that the NBA has never allowed political signs or something. If it turns out somebody with China got in the ear of somebody and said, no, get those people out of there. We can't have that.
I guarantee
that's no good.
All it takes is the Sixers brass realize that would piss off the Chinese, so they got them the hell out of there. It's as simple as that. The league, Adam Silver, who's a very smart guy, came out with his, look, we're going to get...
Bald as an egg.
Oh, yeah.
Please. He looks like an alien wearing a human suit.
He does a little bit.
Some people shouldn't shave their head. I should go around as a guy with a shaved head and say, you're one of those people that shouldn't shave your head.
Be some sort of shaved head counselor?
Yeah.
I like that. You'd serve humanity.
You're scary looking. You're scaring my children.
You look like Nosferatu, the vampire. Stop it. You're better off with the good old ring of hair.
Yeah, exactly.
The classic male pattern baldness. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, so Adam Silver, who's a smart guy, comes out with this, half-ass-ish, but appreciated statement about, look, we're not going to censor our employees and our players. If they want to speak out on issues, we're not going to stop them. On the other hand, this Morey guy, who's one of the top GMs in basketball, about lost his gig, and still might, probably not, but might, for daring to support freedom for Hong Kongers. Well, man, that message echoed in the halls of NBA franchises. All those employees know what that means. They're not stupid. Nobody's going to say a damned word. And remember, Adam Silver is the commissioner. He's not the owners. The owners who are making all this money and looking at the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, they told their people officially or unofficially, if anybody so much as says they don't like the Chinese food they ordered last night, you're out of work. So, yeah, they just booted those people out because they don't need the They don't need the currents. What am I trying to say? They don't need the interference with the money train.
Mm-hmm. Is there such thing as an addictive personality? You hear that phrase thrown around a lot. I'm interested myself.
Yes, I believe is the answer.
Okay. Among other things, we'll talk about coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Wonderful product. I've lost 111 pounds using that product. 111 pounds. You could not believe the difference. I went from a size 48 pant to a 33 pant, and I've maintained that now for over almost a year now. Yeah, absolutely. Andro 400 has helped me lose 111 pounds, and I've maintained my weight for almost a year now.
Thanks, James, for that inspiring testimony and 111 good reasons to choose Andro 400, the most effective and natural way to lose belly fat, increase libido, gain energy, strength, and muscle while safely boosting your testosterone levels. So, guys, how many reasons do you need for trying Andro 400? Well, here are two more great reasons. Order now and get free shipping plus an additional $6 off when you use the code SAVE6. That's SAVE6. Call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, or go to andro400.com, andro400.com.
Hey, there's a new type of account takeover attack called lateral phishing.
It's a serious threat. Cyber criminals hijack your email account and use it to launch phishing attacks on your internal and external contacts.
What if they attack us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Completely. With the industry's best layered defense against attacks, including account takeover and phishing.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop! Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
There's something to be said about longevity in the service industry. And in the business of solar, one company comes to mind. Powerhouse Solar, serving Redding and the North State since 2003. At Powerhouse Solar, we're experts in solar power systems, off-grid, and hybrid systems. If you've been considering solar for your home, your pool, an off-grid or hybrid system, there's only one name to remember. Powerhouse. Powerhouse Solar. In Redding, call 275-5600. And see more at powerhousesolar.com.
Big Bike Weekend roars, rumbles, and rides into Reading October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Experience the Remembrance Joyride and the Think Pink Poker Run. Friday starts with a special concert at the Cascade Theater with ZZ Tush. Vendor booths at Big League Dreams Saturday and Sunday, plus great food and drinks and live music from the Fry Brothers. Brought to you in part by Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson, Camping World, KHSL TV 12, and KNVN TV 24. For event details and to register, go to BigBikeWeekend.com or register at Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson in Chico. Big Bike Weekend October 11th, 12th, and 13th.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. they would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A lot of people in California don't have electricity today for no good reason.
It's a measure of last resort, according to the CEO of the crooked utility.
It's 10-mile-per-hour winds. Last resort? What's the first resort?
It's politics. You won't know that because the media in California is not doing a good job of covering it. Certainly the national media is not going to do a good job of covering it.
Deep, as always.
I've seen the national headlines, to avoid wildfires. Oh, okay, so you have to turn off the power to avoid wildfires.
Right.
And nothing of the politics of decades of why, if it gets windy, the power lines fall down.
It's all about lobbying and profit and crooked, crooked politicians.
And people may have their power off, hundreds of thousands, maybe a million people might have their power off for days.
Because it might be a little windy. This is not Haiti.
Schools
closed. This is not North Korea.
Schools closed. Businesses closed. No electricity at home.
I tell you what, remember when Gavin Newsom tries to run for president, my friends, wherever you are, from coast to coast, or the, states of Alaska and Hawaii, remember, California is America's Haiti. If you want bums and junkies, power outages and filth, vote for California politicians.
I live in one of the towns where they've turned off the power, says this person. I had to eat all the ice cream in my freezer for fear of having to throw it away.
I tell you what, text your address. I'll come help.
I would use that excuse. It's probably going to go bad, so and we hate to waste it. It's a Haagen-Dazs. It's expensive. So let's just eat the whole thing.
I am to ice cream, and it's funny, I know we're about to talk about addictive personalities, but I am to ice cream as the junkie is to their drug of choice. My love of ice cream has not diminished 1% since I was 9 years old, but I just can't go there.
Yeah. Luckily, it's one of those things, if I don't have a bite, I could easily never eat ice cream the rest of my life without much effort, as long as it's never put in front of me. But if it's put in front of me, it's going to be hard not to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
drooling like a basset hound over here just thinking about it.
We got this text from somebody in California with no electricity right now. I earn six figures, and I'm a flushing toilet away from being a third world citizen.
Yeah.
That's right.
No kidding, bro.
You are.
And or sis.
Your kid's school's closed. Your grocery store shelves are emptied.
Your food is rotting.
Your food is rotting. You're in the dark. You are a flushing toilet away from being a third world citizen.
Right. And it's because there's 11-mile-per-hour winds. I hear in my heart the guffaws of Nebraskans, the derisions of the Dakotans, Idahoans just are laughing so hard there's snot coming out of their nose. And it's gladdening my heart. Please, heap your abuse upon Cal Unicornia.
Is there such thing as an addictive personality? Asks Stephen Bright, a senior lecturer on addiction from the Edith Cowan University.
Stop lecturing me. That's what I always said to my lecturers in college.
I've read this whole thing. It's going to be hard to boil down to anything that makes any sense, but I'm fascinated by how little they know about addiction. And certainly how little they know about dealing with it, whether it's eating, alcohol, shopping, gambling. It's not understood very well.
Well, in a time when we have 50, 60, 70,000 people dying per year in the U.S. from opioid addiction, still are kind of misty on it.
Are they all the same? Are they all completely different? Do they share 10% of what's going on? Is it genetic? Is it, do you fix it with a different drug or spirituality or meditation or, what? Nobody's certain. I mean, there's lots of different theories, but
right.
I'm surprised we haven't nailed this down as a species yet.
Well, what a great, very simple question. What do a guy who's addicted to, I don't know, what would it be? Golf. Makes him mad, but he just keeps going back to it. What would be a good...
What is an addiction and what's not?
Well,
there's not a lot of common ground on that.
Yeah, a guy who thinks, I should stop looking at porn. And a guy who's on opioids. What do they have in common? What do they not have in common?
Well, how
great
about
question.
One that wastes time, but really other than that is not doing much harm at all versus things that are, you know, destroying your lives, wasting all your money, ruining
or
your body.
Killing you, yeah.
Killing
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Is it an addiction to do something that's just taking up time? Probably not the best expenditure of your time.
Like video I tried games. To give up the NFL and couldn't.
Maybe porn would be one. Maybe video games would be one. A variety of things. It's not. What's the harm other than time? I don't know.
Please don't send your indignant email saying, yes, porn causes harm. A lot of people think that. Some don't. Thank you. We recognize that.
That's fine with me. That's part of my point of reading over this article. There's great disagreement among the smartest researchers in the world over which ones are harmful, which ones aren't, what causes it, is it genetic? All that sort of stuff, nature versus nurture, is it something that happens in our lives and we're compensating for that and therefore it can be fixed, or are you just born with just the genetic makeup where you're kind of doomed, which is what a lot of people believe?
So either genetically or something that happened to me when I was, either way, I get to blame my parents. This sounds awesome.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Very, very helpful.
Escaping responsibility. That's the key.
This guy's answer is no, there's not such a thing as an addictive personality.
Okay.
Although when you get deep into the basis for his reasoning, it's slicing it pretty thin. It's really interesting. I got a buddy whose kid's gone off the rail with drugs. There but for the grace of God go me now or in the future.
Right.
But just, God dang it. It's rough.
Yeah, it is.
And, well, I got another thought on that coming up. What do you got coming up in your news, Marshall Phillips?
Well, we're gearing up for another round of power shutdowns in California, it looks like. Turks launch an all-out assault on the Kurds in Syria.
Uh-oh.
Senator Lindsey Graham, for one, is freaking out about this.
Yeah.
And the personality differences between coffee and tea drinkers.
Another coffee study? This is different than the other one.
Yes.
All right.
Armstrong and Getty.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PalosHidroDentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless vets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck reek? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
I wanted to do a quick follow-up on this whole, is there such thing as an addictive personality? I don't know if we should link this article or not. I suppose I can send it to Hanson and he'll put it on the website, because it's pretty interesting, and it's not USA Today drive-by media half-inch deep crap.
I need a pie chart.
I need a pie.
It's pretty interesting, and what's an addiction, what's a habit, what's a tendency, what do you have power over, what do you don't, what's willpower? All that sort of stuff. But I mentioned I got a buddy whose kid has gone off the rail with drugs, which, you know, can happen to anybody. It's just, God damn.
Heartbreaking, man.
Oof. Yeah, but anyway, really struggling with it. And it reminds me of what I say regularly when we talk about dealing with the homeless situation and the druggies that are on the street. Here's a guy who's got more vested interest than any government employee could ever possibly have. Him and his wife are trying to help one person and willing to throw all the love, money, and attention at it you can.
Mm-hmm.
And finding it almost impossible.
How to get the person off drugs.
Right. Yeah. How in the world is a government agency going to step in with a guy who doesn't care at all, has no interest in quitting, and get them to quit?
No, but they're willing to spend zillions of your dollars, your tax dollars, on that phony center or whatever.
And I'm not trying to be cynical about it. I wish there were an answer.
No, we're not cynical around here. We're realists.
God, it's rough. Anyway, let's get the news now with Marsha Phillips.
Well, as you may or may not have heard, it is predicted to get windy in California. So millions of people in the state are in the process of having their power cut off. Pacific Gas and Electric could shut off power to 800,000 households in Northern California, another 30,000 in San Diego. That works out to about 2 million people.
2 million people. This is politics. This is not just, well, that's just the way it works. If it's windy, you have to turn the power off. That's not the way it works anywhere else in the country. It's not the way it's worked in the past in California.
Right.
Decades ago when they had, much less technology, it wasn't like this. It's a politics thing. The news isn't going deep enough to explain that to you. And it bothers me that voters seem to be just accepting, well, what, you can't blame them because if they start a fire, they get charged for it. So, no, that's not the way it's supposed to work. You're supposed to have equipment and infrastructure that is sturdy enough to stand up to the wind,
right,
and not fall over.
And they've been making profits that would make you blush for many years while not doing the infrastructure work. Then when that lack of infrastructure maintenance causes many, many deaths, they declare bankruptcy and then turn off the power and turn their pockets out. We don't have the money to do it. It's unbelievable. Like famines, it's not crops that cause famines, it's politics. Likewise, this power outage.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is up in arms. He's saying people should be outraged because the utilities haven't maintained their systems.
We are going to do everything in our power to get them out of bankruptcy and get them to fix their damn system so this will never have to happen again. This should not have to happen.
You've been the lieutenant governor for the last 8 years. This is under your party's supervision.
Well, it's a good political move by Gavin to make it act like it's something that a private company that cares about profits is doing. How dare they? Energy companies have an agreement with the government. And part of their agreement is they've got to maintain their equipment to a certain standard. Then they weren't. And they didn't have to because they were giving out gazillions of dollars lobbying bribing the people in the California government to ignore the fact that they weren't doing that. Gavin acting like this is something that you should be outraged. I'm outraged. And they're not going to get away with it is pretty hilarious, but I'll bet it works.
I find it interesting, too. He prefaces that with saying, first, we're going to have to get them out of bankruptcy. And then we're going to hold their feet to the fire.
Maybe, since we seem to be in agreement, we think this is a political ploy of some sort. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's just getting the bankruptcy taken care of, wiped out by the taxpayer somehow.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see. Whatever it is, it'll stink. I promise you that.
Turkey has begun Operation Peace Spring against the Kurds in northeast Syria, launching air attacks and artillery bombardments ahead of an expected ground assault by Turkish troops that are massed along the border.
That's too much out of 1984 to even believe.
Operation Peace Spring?
The Department of Peace is waging war. I mean, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, Orwell thinks that's too Orwellian.
Senator Lindsey Graham is urging President Trump to quickly change course on Syria. In a series of tweets, Graham said he is praying for America's Kurdish allies who have been shamelessly abandoned by the Trump administration. The South Carolina Republican is one of Trump's top allies on Capitol Hill. He is warning, though, that Trump's move, quote, ensures the reemergence of ISIS. So Lindsey Graham is going, he is really, really ticked off. U.S. forces have been helping the Kurds combat ISIS in that war-torn region. And American Airlines grounding all Boeing 737 MAX aircraft now into 2020. The airline previously announced it ground all flights until December 3rd, but it looks like they're going to stay grounded even longer. Now, do you prefer coffee or tea? The brand Chidette polled a couple thousand U.S. adults and found...
Well, I don't go to the ballet or own a cat, so I drink coffee.
Unfair stereotypes.
Oh, you know, I'm a man who's taken to iced tea in the afternoon.
Oh, iced tea's fine. That's fine.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
What are you in charge of beverages now, man? What are you, like the beverage police?
No, drinking your hot tea in the morning and doing that little thing with your bag up and down while you talk.
Yeah, steeping.
Instead of just drinking coffee like a man.
What if I'm a woman in this scenario?
Like a woman.
Anyway, the company polled 2,000 adults and found that creative, introverted...
Hat-owning.
Morning people usually prefer coffee.
Oh, okay.
While
ha! Take that, Jack!
While tea drinkers are more likely to be extroverted night owls. Also, they found that coffee fans were more likely to say they're always on time. Another find, coffee lovers were more likely to listen to punk, rock, blues, and jazz.
Check.
While those who prefer tea were more likely to enjoy...
Listen to their life partner sob.
...were more likely to enjoy classical...
And Bublé, Michael Bublé.
Country.
Josh Groban.
Pop or rap. So there you go.
Checks out.
Yeah. I do like iced tea. That's fantastic. Sun tea. My mom made sun tea every day in the summertime. So good with some ice and stuff. Oh, that's good stuff right there.
That's good and iced tea. Ice. I agree.
One last note. Plan ahead and save your money. The Eagles are hitting the road for the 2020 year.
Ooh, we'll exclusively, what's this going to cost?
What? And will exclusively play one of their iconic albums. Yes, the band will perform concerts in a number of cities around the U.S., and they will play the Hotel California album in its entirety during each of the shows.
Okay.
Good. Nowhere else I could possibly hear that.
So that's kind of a cool gimmick that bands are doing now.
That's
what's the ticket
hook.
Price going to be? They're looking at Dead & Company and thinking, what? You're averaging right. $280 a ticket? What can we do?
I haven't seen the breakdown of the price, but usually the Eagles tours are among the highest price of all.
Well, back when Glenn Frey was still sucking air and they did their big Hell Freezes Over tour, they really set the bar for bilking yuppies out of their hard-earned money, bilking baby boomers and Generation X. They were the first with the $100, $150 ticket price.
I
remember a lot of people reacted with shock and horror, but they filled the stadium.
Yeah, I paid $165 to see them in Charlotte in 94, something like that. That was the first time anybody had ever done that sort of thing. It was among my favorite musical experiences of all time, so at least it was at least it had a payoff. But they set the bar, and then everybody thought, you can do that? And lots of people have been able to do it since.
Right. Well, maybe, what, $240, $250 a ticket on this one?
I would guess, based on what Dead & Company's getting, it'd be something in that arena.
There you go. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
It's funny to see those aging hippies embrace capitalism so aggressively.
Ooh,
You know?
Well, you can't make any money off of people listening to this stuff streaming. It just, there's no money in that.
Nope.
Which I feel bad about sometimes.
Oh, I do, too. I absolutely do.
I regularly buy T-shirts. I buy T-shirts from musicians that I'm listening to a lot of their music because I figure they get to keep a lot of that money.
Buy merch.
Yep.
From their website.
Yeah, it's a good way to support your favorite band. Although, you know, I know some like, nationally known world-class musicians, and they, unless you're the person who writes all the songs and you're the front person and you can, you know, figure out who's making what, a lot of these people live roughly like a school teacher would. I mean, they have a house and it's okay, but they wonder if they can pay their electric bill on really hot months, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, what
and these are people who in 1975 would have been wealthy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, what did David Crosby say? He had a million downloads of one of the Crosby, Stills, and Nash songs, and he made 15 cents or something off that. A million listens, not downloads. A million listens.
Yeah.
There are bands, musicians, whatever. I've listened to hours upon hours upon hours of their music and never spent a cent.
Yeah, other than your subscription, which gets divided 750,000 ways.
And not that many years ago, if I'd have been that into somebody, I would have had to have purchased half a dozen of their albums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's got a, well, I don't know, is what it is.
Times change, man.
Yeah.
There was only one reason musicians made zillions of dollars in, you know, the 60s, 70s, 80s. It's because you had to buy a plastic disc to listen to it.
Well, and before that, because I've been on this jazz kick, I was reading about the history of jazz, so you had these musicians that were hugely famous before you could record it, which happened in like around 1920. Then as now, the only way you could make any money was to go around and charge people to come and see you.
Play
so
shows.
It's basically just gone back to the way it was pre-1920. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, you could record these things, and you could have one hit, and you were done in like 1925.
Yep.
That's all you needed. You've made more money than you could spend in 10 lifetimes.
Yeah, whoops.
Because there was only one way to hear it. There wasn't even really, hardly anybody even had a radio. Yeah, so times change. It's just a different thing. It's happening in the radio. It's happening in everywhere.
Change is the only constant, Jack. Think about it.
Mm-hmm. You know, in China, they don't have a word for problem. It's opportunity.
I think they do. I think that's... that would be isn't that the Eskimos? They got 200 words, yeah, right. 200 words for
stupid
change
language.
Rain. Snow or something.
Rain. I don't remember.
Dumb
now,
language.
Come on, China!
Hey, if you're on Team Trump, you got to like Trey Gowdy showing up.
What?
Signed up as outside counsel to the president.
Already controversy, though, Ooh. Joe. Have you heard what he said in 2012?
I probably did, but I don't remember.
Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Men, do you want to know the dirty little secret the prostate pill industry hopes you never find out? Well, now you can, thanks to the Men's Guide to Prostate Secrets, featuring the latest news and research from one of America's leading urologists, Dr. Dudley Denoff of Tower Urology Group at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. In this guide, you will learn the truth about the PSA test, why most prostate pills don't work, why the saw palmetto pills at the drugstore are worthless, the seven biggest mistakes most men make, the five foods that destroy your prostate, how to stop getting up at night to go, the dirty little secret the pill companies are hiding from you, and much more. This guide sells for $25 on Amazon, but right now you can get a free copy. Just call our 24-hour hotline. It's a recorded message to leave your name and mailing address. Call 1-800-500-2210. That's 1-800-500-2210. Call now and get your free copy. 1-800-500-2210.
Brought to you by ProstateReport.com.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop! Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Grab your lederhosen and join Turtle Bay Saturday, October 12th from 4 to 7 p.m. for our annual Oktoberfest event. Celebrate fall with cold beer, live music, tasty food, and more. Pre-sale tickets are $15 or $20 at the door. Price includes your first beer free. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hooray!
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Redding loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Redding Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia. Kia.com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Redding Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, RedingKia.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Which Gavin Newsom clip is it? The governor of California where he says we got to get him out of bankruptcy. Let's play that one again. Which one is that?
We are going to do everything in our power to get them out of bankruptcy and get them to fix their damn system so this will never have to happen again. Should not have to happen.
Yeah, Marshall mentioned that in his news, and a bunch of texters say, yeah, that's it. That's the key to that little soundbite from the governor of California. He's sounding angry. Yeah, the power shouldn't be out, so let's just get them out of bankruptcy, and then we're really going to stick it to them, because this is intolerable. You shouldn't put up with it, and I'm not going to put up with it. The kind of toss away, get them out of bankruptcy thing.
Right, exactly.
That could be the whole game right there.
Yeah, unfortunately, folks, we have to bail them out, or else your power will be off all the time. It'll be like North Korea.
It's a political game of some sort, the reason a million people have their power shut off. Is Gavin in on it? Is he wording these things carefully?
100%.
Yeah, I think 100%. So, too. I think you'd have to be incredibly naive to not think they're not working together. How do we present this to the public to have them put up with a giant taxpayer bailout of the energy company? Well, you turn off their power for a couple of days, and between people who don't watch the news, people who don't the crappy news and the fact that they won't understand it even if they do watch the news. Right. And then people would say, and I might even be in that category, and say, whatever, it's a corrupt state. I just need to have power.
Yeah, right.
It'll work.
Meanwhile, you got the utilities in question saying, well, all of this is because of climate change, and we're just turning off the power to prevent deadly wildfires. And so it's so mobbed up. And it's fairly obvious, too, if you take a look at it, but people don't, so... You know, democracy is a lovely idea in theory. But when government becomes so big and bloated and profitable and the average people don't have the time and interest to realize it all the time, and who does have the time and interest to do that, then the gangsters get away with, you know, raping the taxpayers, the rate payers in this case, of utilities, and on it goes. I'm sorry, it's a really depressing, but it's corruption. It's endemic to mankind.
We get a fair number of texts from people who have been to concerts and paid quite a bit for tickets, just like regular tickets. And we're not talking, you know, you went on StubHub and got front row. And this is just the thing. If you think you've got the crowd, usually it's a bit of an older audience that will pay the money. George Strait's concert tickets are $250 sit down on the floor because he's a country artist whose heyday was... 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be people are, you know, in their 50s. And yeah, let's go out and see George Strait and drop down that kind of money.
Listen, who am I to tell you how to spend your money? do whatever you want. I do see people paying $500-$700 for Broadway shows.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not going to get $600 of enjoyment out of that compared to watching the touring company next year or whatever. People regularly pay $200-$400 to see an NBA game.
Mm-hmm.
I like the NBA. I think it's grossly overpriced. I won't pay that.
Yeah, I spent a lot of money for tickets right behind the bench to see LeBron last year for my dad's birthday two years ago.
Yeah,
I felt like it was worth it. It was worth it for him and me. It was being there that close.
Yeah.
That was pretty damn cool.
Yeah,
it's that in between thing where I'm pretty far away.
I could see it up close from home.
It's got to be better than the TV experience to start with.
And the king of that is the NFL. I'll probably end up at an NFL game again, but I've been to plenty of them. I want to watch at home.
I don't know if I've ever been to an NFL game with a really good seat. I don't know what that experience is like. NFL.
It's pretty good.
I mean, NBA, it's a different thing, but the seats are so freaking expensive. Yeah.
Armstrong and Getty announce the boarding of the Final Thoughts Express.
I like that.
It's kind of charming.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Odd. Let's get a final thought from everybody to wrap up the dealio here. It's Michelangelo pressing the buttons in the control room. Michael?
All right. 9 months from now, look for a lot of babies to be born from the great October 2019 blackout.
Yeah. I always like that hilarious idea that, well, the electricity's out. I guess my wife's going to want to jump on top of me and have sex right now.
Well, it's dark. Come on. Nothing else to do. Marsha Phillips, our esteemed newsman.
I talked to a friend of mine who lives in one of the powerless areas of California, and he was saying, Marsh, I didn't think they were really going to turn the power off. So he goes to the local hardware store, and it's mobbed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, batteries, everything. They're selling out like crazy.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get a little ice on the way home. I doubt I can. Positive Sean, producer, final thought?
Yes, as the story between the NBA and China continues, I was curious as the coverage of ESPN's initial breaking of the story. Turns out there's a reason and sent a memo to shows mandating that any discussion of the Daryl Morey and China story avoid political discussions about China and Hong Kong and instead focus on basketball-related issues.
Wow. So ESPN got the marching orders from China.
The mouse is in bed with Xi Jinping. Unbelievable. Jack, final thought for us?
Like this headline from the San Francisco Chronicle, PG&E plans nearly $11 million in executive performance bonuses. You should be rewarded for your performance, turning off the power. Although, if they strong-arm the population into signing off on a bailout, you should get a bonus, because that was pretty good maneuvering.
I tell you what, they're really good at their jobs, which is screwing taxpayers. Final thought? It just flitted out of my head. Oh, if you're for Team Trump, you got to love the hiring of Trey Gowdy as outside counsel to the president. So instead of Rudy Giuliani blabbering and wild-eyed and contradicting himself, you've got one of the sharpest tools in the shed, Trey Gowdy out there speaking the gospel.
He's not a team player, though, and sometimes he says things that aren't going to be to the liking of Trump. Will he last? We'll see.
He's being paid. I think he will.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank. So little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words,
it's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed, is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Climate change? Why didn't you blame evil spirits?
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.